Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and of course you do, be a pal, tell a friend, get them on the boat. Today we are chatting with Anne from CleanAway. Annie has been in business for almost 4 years and has already doubled her business. Now that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to ask you about that, Anne, because of course you doubled. If you just started, it was zero. All right, we'll get back to that. Anne is looking forward to doubling it again in the next few years. And if you want to reach out to Anne and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.northernct.madebrigade.com. Anne, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hi, Cleaning Nation. Good morning.
I'm going to answer for them. Most of them are pretty good. Some on the East Coast are a little cold right now, but generally we're good. Thanks for asking, Annie. I appreciate that. All right. That said, I should have checked my introduction before I read it, because if you started 4 years ago and doubled it, well, if you started with zero, doubling it's really not that impressive. So did we screw up, or is there some interesting fact in there we're missing?
We bought an existing business. We bought an existing Made Brigade franchise.
That makes so much sense. And I actually totally know where you're coming from. I bought my first business when I was 22 years old and didn't know anything from anything. It was a Service Master franchise that I bought ongoing and tripled it in the first 3 years. So I know exactly where you're at. And I shouldn't say know exactly where you're at, but I feel your pain. I feel your pride. I've been there, sister.
Yeah. And at that age, that's pretty brave.
Oh my gosh. If you knew me at that age, you would go, wow, I don't know how this guy got out of bed in the morning. Never mind doubled or tripled a company. That's crazy. all right. Well, I would love to hear, before we jump into the coaching part, I would love to hear about you and your company and why you chose the cleaning industry. What part, you know, anything you want to share, we're dying to hear.
We bought the existing business. It'll be 4 years in May. I have a corporate background. I retired early, quote unquote, after about 30 years at age 55. You know, looked around, always wanted to have my own business, had a franchise coach, and looked at a bunch of different things, whether you work on weekends and nights and all kinds of things, and was looking for something that I understood. And I had had my house cleaned by independents mostly for 25 years before that. So I felt like the cleaning business is something that I understand from a customer perspective. And this business was for sale, a Made Brigade franchise. So I really liked the Made Brigade people. And I had a friend who was looking for something new to do. So he's my business partner. And we bought the business 3.5 years ago. And most of the time he's happy with me about it.
Well, I get it. You said a lot of words, but what I heard was, yeah, I got done with working in corporate world and, you know, working hard and earning a good wage. And instead of retiring, I thought I'd work three times as hard and make half the money.
Less than half.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt for the listeners. Come on, Annie, throw me a bone here.
Prove, obviously, but
well, congratulations. Yeah, and welcome to the world of cleaning. It's so funny. I'm doing this podcast. I say 80% of my guests kind of give us their story, how they got in. And you would think after doing 20 or 30 shows, we'd have, a lot of the same themes. They're all different, totally different. We get corporate. We get all sorts of stuff. So it's so cool to hear everybody's story. So what part of the world do you clean?
Northern Connecticut, north central Connecticut, from a little south of Hartford up to the Mass border. And then, you know, we don't go to the far northern corners of Connecticut. It's mostly the greater Hartford area.
Okay, perfect. Great. And are you married? Do you have kids? Any sort of family? Dogs, fish?
I am married. I have a 20-year-old daughter. I have two dogs, two cats, a horse, a goat, and a tilapia.
A tilapia. Now you're really showing off.
So we have animals, yes. No, my daughter was in this high school, ag ed thing, and she rescued this little tilapia And it's now a big tilapia in a tank in my living room. Layla. Name is Layla.
I love that you name it. My for Christmas this year, my bride got a big saltwater fish tank. So we are now nerding. We're now fish nerds.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful things. So
yeah, it's funny.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we didn't realize, but apparently it takes like a long time for the tank to stabilize before you can put fish in there and have them not die. So we got this massive tank that's got these two tiny little fish in there. And people always come in and look at the tank like, what are you, idiots? So excited to actually have some fish in there and not just be the crazy people with the big tank of water and nothing else.
Right, right.
All right. Well, on the off chance that people tuned in not to hear about our fish situation, but to learn how to grow their company, let's jump into that. What one question can I help you with today on how to grow your cleaning company, Annie?
One of the biggest things I struggle with, and after learning a lot in the last couple of years, is I want to spend more money on marketing to gain market share and new customers, but I did a direct mail thing, spent $8,000 and got 4 calls, you know? And so I don't do that sort of stuff anymore. Co-op advertising is another example in this area, at least. So I have money to spend, and we have a big internet presence. We do a lot of networking, but I'm not sure. I'd like to spend more money. I just don't want to waste it.
Man, that is such a good question. And I'll let everyone in on a little inside baseball. Before we start, I asked that Annie, hey, what do you want to talk about today? Just so I wasn't totally taken aback. When she told me about this subject, I was so excited to hear it because I get this in my private coaching all the time with the money. And I encouraged her, and I want you guys as Genius Nation, so I can say it once as opposed to 100 times with you guys one-on-one. That is such a correct attitude, and I don't know if you got it from corporate or Maid Brigade or both or just common sense, but so many of my clients have this wrong response. So I totally get it. I spent money, $8,000 on advertising, I get zero to a couple hundred bucks back, and that stung. I think a lot of us have had that similar experience, whether it's $8,000 on direct mail or $2,000 on this or whatever the number and or medium is, that we've had that. I walked up to the advertising hole and I just threw a bunch of money into it and I ran away, and I don't want to do that anymore. Which I 1,000% agree with. But I love, Annie, that you understand, because I did this thing at that point this way, the response is not, therefore marketing doesn't work, advertising doesn't work, I'm just never going to grow my company, which if you don't want to grow a cleaning company, that's just fine. No need to risk any money. But if you have hopes for bigger and better, and Annie said she want to double again, that's not an option, right? You know, a lot of people are just like, what's the magic, you know, tree I can plant in my backyard will customers just fall off? Well, that doesn't exist. It's called marketing, advertising, and client attraction system. So congratulations, Annie, on seeing through the mist and the fog of just because this thing didn't work at this time does not equal advertising or marketing or client attraction doesn't work, and I'm just not going to do that, because that's a great way to kind of guarantee your business doesn't grow. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So before we jump in on kind of your specific question, which I hear is how do I want to spend money on advertising, even more money on advertising, I just don't want to waste it. I did want to hit the direct mail thing quickly. And we can talk more off air because I don't want to dive super deep. Just so you know, my take on direct mail, whether it's a letter in the mail, a postcard, a Val pack, there's 100 ways to skin that cat. My apologies to all you cat owners. But a lot of those things can absolutely work and can absolutely work well. So I just want to give a 2-minute plug. And again, I don't sell direct mail. I don't care. I'm just trying to help everybody. Let me just give a 2-minute plug for direct mail and the Val pack. And the cool thing is this really works for all advertising. So I get this a lot. And you may have heard a theme on previous podcasts of the where do I market and where do I go? Where do I put my money? Which is a very valid question. But we've got to build the foundation first, because if there's no foundation, I really can't give you a correct answer. So the foundation is you've got to get the right message to the right people with the right media. So media is last. Until you've got your people, which is first. Once you've got your people, then you can craft a message that's going to be appealing to them. And once you've crafted an appealing message and you know exactly who your people are, then you can go to the right medium or advertising or media where they're at. So you've got to start with the people. I'm assuming with Maid Brigade, I'm assuming you're working with homeowners?
Yes, primarily.
And again, not to say, when I say your niche or your niche or your target market, that doesn't mean these are only who you sell. This is if you could draw out one perfect new customer every week, what would he or she look like? And for you, it sounds like it's going to be homeowners and probably homeowners at the upper scale of income. Is that fair?
Exactly. Yes. Okay. That's about 90% of our business.
Perfect. Yeah. So that's what we focus on, right? Not that the 10% of home renters or lower income or whomever wander in, but 90% is upper income homeowners, right? Are they married or single?
It depends. And you know what? Not all of them are upper income. Some of them are lower income and just need the extra help.
Okay, and, but are you target? Because again, and
so targeting. You're right. Targeting is upper income, two couples. You know, both working, kids, very busy. Perfect. That's a target.
So that's perfect. So and again, this is different. So you know, Cleaning Nation, don't hear me saying this is your target market. We're talking with Annie, so you've got to do the same exercise. And you know, Annie, if you and I were doing it off air, we'd go a lot deeper. But let's just call it two. You know, married couple, both working. Upper income, you know, the fact that they're both working probably puts them in the upper income already. They've got kids. That's a great target market. So if you go to them in the wrong media, right, they're probably not hanging out at the swap meet. Maybe they are. I don't know. But if you advertise at the swap meet and that's not where they hang out, you're probably not going to do so well. The fact that you did direct mail, the good thing I like about direct mail is you can choose. You can say only send these, and I don't know how you did with Alpac or who you did it, but with direct mail, you can say only go to this zip code, which is predominantly married people, two kids, or you know, some kids, both working, you know, the house, the home value is over $500,000, whatever the case may be. You can kind of do that through zip code. So I do like the ability to say, here are, you know, direct mail does give you the ability to say, I just want to talk to my perfect market. And it's not your perfect market, but it's a pretty good, right? You know where the apartments are and where the, you know, you're not going to send it to a business complex. Those people
are interested. And we did pick zip codes when we did that direct mail one. I was, you know.
Perfect. So if we're picking the right media, and direct, that's the nice thing about direct mail is, do they have a mailbox? Well, yeah, they have a mailbox. And are they generally higher income? Yeah. Okay. So the fact, so we know that you got, that the media is good because we know that your people do hang out at home and they do look at their mail. So the problem, my guess is, and again, we'd have to test and get into a whole thing about this. The problem here was the message. And I'm not trying to get you to go back to direct mail. I just want you to walk away going, well, it wasn't that direct mail doesn't work. It's that I didn't do it right. And the frustrating thing is a lot of these Valpak, and again, some of them are very good and very helpful. A lot of them are just knuckleheads. They don't know how to do a direct response, B, a solid call to action. It's a lot of, here's a logo, here's a bunch of branding, here's a phone number. And then exactly what happened, and nobody ever re-ups because, like, I didn't make any money, right? I didn't say anything interesting to my client. My client isn't interested in Maid Brigade. And again, I have no idea what you wrote, so please don't hear me judging. But Maid Brigade, been around for 30 years. We have the nicest people in town. Here's a phone number, like, in a big picture of a happy woman cleaning or a happy homeowner with a clean house, or that kind of an ad is 9 times out of 8 what they're going to tell you to do. And what you need to do is find out what's important to your customers, what's going to compel them, and build a call to action around something that's interesting to them. So you might find out from your customers, what's your biggest pain? And Annie, I'm sure you know this. Why don't you tell me, when you go on sales calls to your customers, they don't just say, hey, let me give you a couple $100 a month to clean. I don't really know why. They've probably got some specific pain that they want you to solve. Can you give us a one or two sentence on what that is?
You know, just taking it off their plate. I think it's, they've got too much on their plate. I don't know. But I do need to tell you that, you know, we get all our art from Maid Brigade, and I think it's pretty good. I think they do it. They do have a operation in Atlanta. So you're not offending me if you talk about the messenger.
Well, and that's,
and I know,
problem.
You haven't even seen it. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, okay. And again, I've seen a lot of stuff like that, and a lot of these corporate stuff. This is what really frustrates me. And again, Maid Brigade, corporate, if you're listening, I have no beef with you. But oftentimes, it's a lot of our name, our logo, our branding, which if you're Maid Brigade corporate or Coca-Cola or Nike, you can spend millions of dollars to brand. But if you're, you know, a sub $50 million company, which, no offense, I'm guessing you are, you don't have money to brand. You only have money for, I'm going to put a dollar in and I get $1.50 or $1.20 or $1.01 out, as opposed to I put a dollar in and I got 42 cents back or 2 cents back, but I got all this wonderful branding and I'm doing the big sarcastic hands motions with the branding. So again, I'd rather have in black and white, need cleaning off your plate, free report, phone number, call now. No pictures, no whatever, ugliest sin. And I'm not recommending you do that, but something that simple with what is their major pain and can I solve it? That's the focus of the ad. Pictures are in the background. Logos are in the background. Everything other than here's a pain bullet. Here's, you know, and that's why it's important. And we don't have to get into it, but you're going to want to ask your customers specifically, because you know who writes my best ad copy, my best sales material? It's my customers, you guys. I'll be doing consults and people say stuff like, I just feel like a punching bag, or, you know, the thing I threw in earlier in the podcast, oh, you decided to work for half the money, you know, twice as hard for half the money. I got that from a customer, and it resonates with people because you guys know your pain better than anybody. So finding, you know, when you can really go on a sales call and have a customer really go to an emotional place of, I'm just overwhelmed and I want my weekends back and I just don't feel like I'm in charge of my life anymore and I work so damn hard just to come home and work some more and it makes me sick. When you can start reducing those into words and using those words, guess what? Your other customers that are just like them are going to see those words and go, raise their hand and go, that's me. That they can, they know my pain. They totally get what I'm saying. A friend of mine, Russ Ruffino, has a great kind of story about, if you can really get someone's pain perfectly, that's like 80% of the battle. If you and I are walking down the road and you're a medical doctor with 20 years of experience and I'm kind of explaining how my arm hurts and you're nodding and smiling, and as we're walking, a hobo overhears the conversation and goes, are you talking about a shooting pain that starts at your elbow and goes all the way down to your wrist, but it stops at the wrist, it doesn't go to the fingers, and when it's cold out, it gets worse, and it shoots back, and he just describes it perfectly, I'm going to be like, yes, that's exactly it. What? And he goes, oh yeah, I used to have that. I don't have that anymore. I'm going to hang on that guy's every word because he was able to describe my pain perfectly, whereas this other doctor that might have 20 years of experience wasn't able to describe my pain. I may give him less value than the hobo that was able to describe it perfectly. So it goes exactly the same way with any advertising. And I know we're spending a lot of time on this, but the concept works no matter what. If your message isn't right, it really doesn't matter if you put it in direct mail or on a Google AdWords headline or a Facebook ad or offline online. It really makes no difference. If you don't have a strong pain that that your target audience is going to raise their hand and go, that's me. That's how I feel. They can solve it. And the cool thing is you don't even have to say, have that problem. I can fix it. Just by the hobo explaining perfectly the pain, I'm going to go to really tell me about that. Do you have that? I'm going to assume he knows how to fix it. So my guess, and again, I haven't seen the ad, have nothing against Made Brigade Corporate, and almost all the franchises are very similar. So I'm not trying to start a war. I just want to say, if you don't have pain and a strong call to action, we're not here to brand. We're not big enough to be like, here's a pretty picture of us, here's a big logo, and here's a big phone number, and just hope for the best. We've really got to find what is the pain of the customer, some sort of solution that's interesting to them. Call now, that's not really interesting. Get your free report, your free consumer guide on how to not get screwed by your cleaners, or how to never clean again, or how to something that they're interested in. Well, I want a free consumer guide. So they will call and give you their information, their phone number, whatever it is that you ask for to get that thing that they want. Whereas if you say, hey, call now and talk to a salesperson, you don't say that, you just say call now. But what they read is call now and talk to a pushy salesperson. They're not interested in that. So that's why the message is super, super important. If you just throw up a picture and a logo and a phone number, you're going to get maybe a couple low-hanging fruit. But if you bit big, fat pain, really compelling call to action that is something that is of interest to them, that's where you're going to get the response. So long, long answer. Questions, comments, rude remarks?
You're right on. And have you ever heard of the Sandler Selling System?
Yes, I'm a huge fan of Sandler Selling System.
Yes, I've been introduced to that through networking, and it makes so much sense. But that's almost the first thing in the tunnel or something, is identify the pain.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I'm going to make one quick point before we move on. I don't want to go forever, but that's such a key thing I want to hit. If any of you out there are looking to improve your sales skills and you don't want to be pushy and rude and just that old, you know, if I could today, could you blah, blah, blah. I own a car dealership, right? So I know all about that. And it doesn't work. It's ugly. It's not fun. Sandler Sales System in your market. Again, I'm not affiliated. I don't get paid. They're just great. Check them out. They're awesome. That said, the best way to make sales work is to have good marketing. So if you've got someone that calls in with just a phone number and a picture, or doesn't call in and you got to go find them, that's a hard, no matter how good you are at selling, that's a really tough prospect. But if you have someone that says, oh my gosh, I've got that pain. Yes, I absolutely want that, you know, seven steps to, you know, seven things you must know before you hire a cleaning company, or a consumer's guide to hiring a cleaning company, or some sort of benefit where they've raised their hand, they've read this 10 or 20 page document that you've been able to educate them your way and all the benefits that you have on their pain, not about how many toilets you're going to clean or how long your people are going to be there, but what their pain really is. You've had this conversation around them. That client is 10 times as valuable than some Yahoo that just came in off the street, or if you're cold calling people. So selling skills are awesome, but I'm always the best salesman is a marketing piece that brings in a pre-qualified, pre-sold guy or gal that you've already identified their pain. They know you, they trust you, they like you. Like, oh my God, this guy gets me. How hard do you think that hobo has to work on selling me his solution to my pain? Not hard, right? Because I know him, I trust him. He nailed it exactly. So not to diminish sales skills, those are super important. But if you do your marketing right, there's no sales skills. They've already been closed. They come in perfectly pre kind of framed to understand what your message is and what the value that you bring is. And the cool thing is salespeople have good days, bad days. Some days they show up, some days they don't. Sometimes they say things perfectly, sometimes they don't. Sales copy, written sales messages can be perfect every time. You know exactly, you know that if you send out that piece of mail, that headline is going to be the headline that converts and it said exactly the way you want it every single time. Whereas salespeople, some do, some don't. You got to take your chances. All right. Any other questions before we hit the lightning round, young lady?
No, thank you. I have wrote down a bunch of things.
Sorry, you hit a super nerve, and that's one of my huge, I got to get on my soapbox. So thank you for listening, and hopefully there's a ton. I mean, really, there is a ton of value. And again, I know we didn't talk specifically about you need to do Google pay-per-click, but it, like I said, it really doesn't matter. If the message isn't right and you don't know your audience, I can talk about which media to use all day long. It's really not going to help. You've got to have the right message. All right, that said, we're going to hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. This is your chance to give back to Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
You've got to be tough, Annie.
I like that. Yeah, perfect on the personal. Not just you got to be tough. You got to be tough, Annie. I like that. Thank you for throwing that in. Biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? Save us all some gray hairs and some steps, Annie.
Spending sales tax money on marketing the first year.
Sales tax. Oh, geez. Yeah. Don't ever. No matter how good the marketing is, don't spend your sales tax money. Those people are worse than the Gestapo.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Last question. What's one idea owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today, right now, before their head hits the pillow tonight, that can improve their lives or their businesses?
Find ways to do good things for your employees.
Oh, I'm going to repeat that. I really like that. Find ways to do good things for your employees. That was so good. I'm going to let you give an example if you're willing to share, because that's a great point.
Things like recognizing birthdays, having parties, recognizing good work, having reward systems for the things that you care about.
Oh, sister, if we were at the beginning of the podcast, I'd be ranting already. That is so wise. Thank you, Annie, for sharing that. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Annie's show notes page and discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.